Our guest analyst this afternoon, Don Rowe, is president of U.S. Commodities. Don, we saw, I don't know if it was consolidating or just profit-taking or what, but we got beans down double digits and then corn and wheat down mostly too.
Yeah, you know, I think as the weather improves, as the weather cleared out here, you know, we've got aggressive planning going across to some of these areas that have been basically just historically slow, and it looks like we have a little bit of an open window towards Wednesday. So I think that's the dominant issue, taking some risk premium out of the market. Then also a lot of trade concern across the agriculture, not just in the grains, but in the meat sector too today. The tariffs going on, Mexico looks like on Monday that 5%. So I think it's that. So what we're talking about is production concerns on corn versus the demand loss and demand destruction at these price levels. The same thing with soybeans, concerned with demand destruction. So over there, we really don't have production issues yet.
Yeah, right. And that's the thing with this warm weather, yields are anybody's guess, I guess.
Yeah, you know, and I think when you talk about the yields, Monday we'll have our first crop condition report on corn, and that's going to be the first signal as far as what yields are going to be. So you're going to hear a lot of correlation with crop ratings equal this kind of yield. So, you know, that's going to be the battle going forward. We're starting to get these acres down where people feel more comfortable, somewhere between 7 and 10 million acres lost. And but then we're going to jump right to the yield debate, and then the demand debate's going to be always with us.
Right. Plus then Tuesday we get supply and demand numbers.
Yeah, the supply demand numbers on Tuesday, it's going to be kind of a question mark because it feels like the government's not going to make an adjustment on acres. Maybe they do if they make a minor one. I think it's a big signal, probably adjust the yield just minorly. But, you know, this is a report that they could look as much at the demand side. And if they could take the exports down 100 million on corn, 25 million on soybeans is justified whether they do or don't. But I think all eyes really, Randy, are going to be on the June 30th report where we have the next planting acre update.
Yep, right. Then over on the livestock side, tough day in the hog market.
Yeah, the hog market is just one of these. We got record supplies of hogs coming at us, and we really need to have this demand just really escalate. And so far, what's happened is our domestic demand has been slow because of some of this weather. At the same time, our export pace is strong, just not strong enough to overcome some of these big supplies. Exports up 26% over a year ago. But I think the bottom line is the Chinese big buying hopes that everybody had been looking for due to African swine fever has just been very slow to develop. And does it even develop? We'll see.
Yeah. Although the last export sales, we did get been selling to China slowly.
Yeah, you know, there's no doubt. I mean, our export sales, you bring look at that on Thursday, they were good. In fact, actually, it wasn't only for this year. It was also for next year we sold some pork, so that's a positive sign. But then when you look at Mexico, our next-door neighbor, export sales are disappointing. So they kind of offset each other, and it just goes to the heart of these trade issues.
Yeah, exactly. Then the cattle markets, we started off kind of two-sided here this morning and then slowly just kept sagging throughout the day.
Yeah, you know, the cattle market tried to respect the fact that we put in our lows on cash cattle at 110 earlier in the week across some of these cattle areas, build it all the way back to traded 113 to 115. But I think it was just the trade concerns, just too much for the cattle. And I tell you, we're still trying to live with the fact that we've got product moving slow. We're just at a point where we lost some of this demand because of the weather. We can't get that back, and so I think we have to chew through that literally at a lower price, and that's what we're trying to do until we get to lower numbers when we think we hit July.
Anything else we need to be talking about or be aware of here?
Well, I think from here forward, to keep your eye on the sky, keep an eye on these trade issues.
U.S. Commodities President Don Rose.